T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York Senate will vote this afternoon on a bill that would end religious exemptions for vaccinations.
Politico's Shannon Young is on our news line. Shannon, what specifically does this bill call for?
So the bill looks to repeal a section of the public health law that currently allows parents to request religious exemptions to vaccination requirements to send their kids to daycare or to school. And the supporters and the sponsors of this bill are saying that it's coming in response to the measles outbreak in the state.
What are the bill's chances in Albany?
The bill's chances look like they're pretty good today. The Senate is about to take up the bill any moment now, and it's currently in debate on the Assembly floor. It's long had its biggest obstacles in the Assembly Health Committee, where it passed out of earlier today on a very narrow sort of arm-twisting vote. And so, you know, it looks like Governor Cuomo is on board, and if it goes through today, then it's pretty much a done deal.
Are the measles outbreaks in Brooklyn, Queens, and Rockland still spreading?
I think that the number of cases is slowing, but, you know, people in Albany are still concerned that if they don't act now, if they don't do something, there's always the chance that those cases can keep growing or pop up in other parts of the state or, you know, lead to additional outbreaks. So, it's kind of, the timing of this is kind of interesting because it does seem like this is on the downturn, but, you know, they're trying to use their end of session leverage to get this done now.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a constitutional lawyer, but I wonder, is this constitutional?
Well, that is one of the large questions that is going out on the floor today. There's a lot of lawmakers who are raising concerns about the impact this would have on the First Amendment, whether it would pass legal scrutiny. The sponsors and the governor have both said that it's based on a similar law in California, which has withheld legal challenges. So, you know, that's something that I think remains to be seen, but it definitely is a part of the chatter here in Albany.
Thanks for the update, Shannon. That's Politico's Shannon Young.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.